Well, Dwayne, how are things in Alamogordo?
They're doing good.
Well, it's unfortunate to be talking at a time like this, given the bad news coming from the Las Cruces area regarding a Holloman airman.
Yes, a Holloman airman. He was Staff Sergeant Spencer Miser. He was killed in a motorcycle accident at Englore and Jornada Roads in Las Cruces on Friday evening. What had happened is New Mexico State Police first spotted the motorcycle west of Alamogordo near Holloman Air Force Base, and it was going about 100 miles per hour, and then it went west on Highway 70 to near Oregon, and it collided with a Ford Explorer that had a 6-year-old driver and a 12-year-old girl as a passenger. And that happened around 6:30 p.m. on Friday.
Dwayne, how old was the driver?
The driver of the Explorer
Yes.
was 60 years old,
Oh, it's a
and
60-year-old driver and a 12-year-old passenger.
the
And how were
12-year-old
they in
passenger.
the accident?
They were not injured. It's sad that this 25-year-old airman lost his life, but you have to obey the speeds and the safeties on the highway.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate, and very unfortunate for the Holloman Air Force Base to lose one
Yes.
of their own. Let's move on to what potentially could be some good news for the Alamogordo area, or for the country for that matter. And that is the news that Senator Heinrich was in White Sands last week to talk about the possibility of turning White Sands National Monument into a national park.
Yes, Senator Martin Heinrich was at White Sands National Monument now, and they want to change the designation to a national park, which could be very beneficial economically and for tourism for the Alamogordo area and the park. They believe that it will increase visitation out there. And this came about a meeting between State Senator Ron Griggs and Dara Parker a couple of years ago, and they were talking about how it could benefit the area if it got a designation of a national park. And Dara Parker is part of Senator Martin Heinrich's team, and it was a good partisan collaboration with Griggs, who's a state senator, Republican, and a Democrat who's a U.S. senator.
That's great.
When they come together and sit down and talk, it seems like it's going to work out for the benefit of everybody in the area.
Now, the county commission has already discussed this issue and they are in favor of it.
They have discussed it. They have not determined if they're in favor of it at this point. Alamogordo City Commission has voted and approved it, as well as the governing bodies over at Las Cruces have. The county hasn't put it out on the table and voted on it yet.
Okay, we'll follow up on that. Thank you, Dwayne. You have a good week.
Sure. Thank you. You too.